Hello, Lindsay here from the Queen of Easy Green. Today I want to share with you my water saving tips. In the UK, we waste a lot of water and it's simply not sustainable. In fact, according to Waterwise, the southeast of England has less water per person than the Sudan. So we need to think about how we can reduce our water consumption to benefit us all as a nation, but also to benefit us as individuals to help us reduce our energy bills. So I've got some low-cost and no-cost tips to help you. Fix the drip. Did you know a dripping tap can lose up to 15 litres of water a day? That's 5,500 litres of water a year. It's an incredibly inexpensive job to repair, and most people are able to do it themselves, and you could save yourself pounds. Baths versus showers. This always causes a bit of a debate. First of all, don't assume that a shower is the most energy efficient. In fact, if you compare an average bath which uses 80 litres of water, a power shower can use up to 136 litres of water. However, an average 8-minute shower using a regular shower only uses 62. So some simple ways to reduce your shower water consumption. First of all, take a shorter shower. Very simple. But if you cut 2 minutes off an average 8-minute shower, which takes it down to 6, obviously, you can save about £40 off your combined energy and water bills annually. That's if you're on a water meter. An easy way to do this is take a shower radio in with you and have a shower to about 2 pop songs. That'll about do it. Alternatively, if you want to be absolutely sure, there's lots of shower timers on the market. A simple one is like a little egg timer you can use. Another way to reduce your water consumption is to get an energy efficient shower. Replace that water hungry power shower head with an eco-friendly water efficient model. There's absolutely loads on the market, and roughly about £30, and actually having a 4-minute shower with an energy efficient shower head will only use 32 litres of water. One that I've used, which is great, is called the Eco Camel. And how this works, it's got a very small hole in the shower head, so when the water is going through it, it drags in the air at the same time, spins it around with the water, and then blasts it out. So you get the power of the water, but you're actually using less water in total. Toilets. Most modern toilets have a dual button on top, you know, the split button, where you press the small one for the small jobs and the big one for the big jobs, and that's a very easy way of helping you reduce your water consumption every time you flush. If you haven't got one of those on your toilet, don't worry, you can still reduce your water consumption per flush by using a water displacement device. In the old days, they used to call these bricks, which you can still do. Just make sure you pop the brick in a sealed bag and pop it into your cistern. Alternatively, you can fill a water bottle up and submerge that as well. But just keep your eye on the water bottle, because that will obviously degrade over time. Alternatively, you can get some more high-tech ones. There's a couple on the market. There's the Hippo Water Saver, which is a simple bag made of polyethylene plastic. It's got a hole in it, and it's like a little box when you open it out. You sit it under your cistern float, and the water obviously fills in, and you can save yourself up to 2.5 litres with every flush. Alternatively, there's another one called a Saver Flush. This is a bit like the brick. It's a bag of crystals. These are actually harmless silicon gel. It sits in the bottom of your toilet cistern, and then the bag swells up, and you can save a litre with every flush with that. So there's some simple ones to keep you going. I'm going to be coming back with some more energy saving tips. So hop over to www.queenofeasygreen.co.uk, and I shall see you very soon.